Aylin Robinson, who is president of the Lansing City Council. Good evening, Aylin. How are you?
I'm great, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm very well. You're just coming out of a meeting. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. But just kind of wanted to finish up, because I haven't had an opportunity to speak with you yet, about the decision on Monday, or the decision that wasn't made to move forward with the Red Cedar Golf Course project in the Frandor area redevelopment project. What were your thoughts on that vote and not being able to get it in front of the voters on August 2nd?
Well, it was certainly disappointing. I think we have a golden opportunity to be able to work in cooperation and collaboration with our drain commissioner to be able to utilize that property in a different way and repurpose it and really make it a lot more usable. And unfortunately, that was not the desire of the majority of the council to even get it out to our residents and ask the question of, should we sell or should we not, which was really the only thing that we were charged with at that time, was to give our voters the opportunity to weigh in on what they'd like to see happen.
Well, and you said off the top that you were disappointed in that decision. Mayor Bonero has said he hopes it's only a temporary roadblock, and I did speak with Drain Commissioner Pat Lindemann kind of off the top of the show this evening, and he was disappointed in how political he thinks the vote turned.
I think there was a lot of interesting I think a dichotomy going on there that certainly involved a lot more than the very simple question that I just outlined. Should we present this to the voters of Lansing for consideration, which is what we were being charged with as a question, and I think it went far beyond that.
Well, the delay that is going to take place now, if this should eventually happen, do you feel that it's an opportunity missed and a window of opportunity to get this done quickly, the infrastructure work at the same time?
Certainly. This is going to, I believe, even at a later date, if my colleagues do agree that we should put this to a vote and then it subsequently is successful, I think that we've missed a full construction cycle, so certainly it was an opportunity that we were unable to realize.
Well, let's move on to another subject. You came out of a meeting dealing with medical marijuana, and boy, that's a subject that so many cities are grappling with after the ballot proposal passed. What was the meeting this evening?
This is the Public Safety Committee meeting for the Lansing City Council, which myself, Councilmember Tina Houghton, and Councilmember Carol Wood sit on. Councilmember Wood chairs the committee, and the actual ordinance for medical marijuana is before us, and we have been diligently going line by line through a proposed ordinance to hash out all of the finite details of how we regulate and license those dispensaries.
Well, and I'm telling you, the city of Lansing is not the only one struggling with regulating this. It seems like there were a lot of areas left gray by the medical marijuana ballot issue. Do you feel that way? Are you sorting through them?
Absolutely. And in addition to those gray areas, we also have restrictions that we have to stay within from what the state did. Right. And so we're trying to balance that, or come up with a delicate balance that helps to both address the concerns and the apprehension that has been expressed by a number of neighborhood associations, as well as the rights of and the desires of the current business owners that have been placed under a moratorium, and what will happen to them in the future. So that's a very, very delicate balancing act that we're walking through and also trying to put in place for long-term regulation.
Well, and the number of medical marijuana dispensaries along Michigan Avenue, I know, causes a lot of discussion with people. You have people in town visiting, and you drive down Michigan Avenue, and they notice them, and it becomes a topic of discussion in the car. It's either 40 or 60, and I'm sorry I didn't write that down in front of me. I mean, it's a huge number in the city of Lansing.
We have 48, actually.
I was close, 40.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
We have... 48 in the city of Lansing. They are most densely populated or located on Michigan Avenue, and that is a point of concern and certainly desire that we've had to involve the neighbors that are most affected in those areas. And they were at the meeting this evening, as well as those business owners that are located in that particular area. And again, council members are trying very, very desperately to work this ordinance into a hybrid of the desires that have been expressed to us.
Boy, that's a good way to put it, a hybrid of the two. Are you up against a time crunch on the moratorium?
We are. It ends at the end of June, and we need to yet get this to the planning board, and they need 15 days. So there is also a series of deadlines that we are working to stay within. And I believe that we're being guided in the right direction to make all of those deadlines and jump through all the hoops that we have to in order to put this moratorium to rest and move into an ordinance that will begin to shape and guide how we license those businesses.
Well, going slow and steady is the way to do it. East Lansing has just finished this as well, and they did the same thing. They put everything kind of on hold and worked very carefully through each piece of this to make it work. So that clearly is the way to do it. As always, Aylin, I appreciate your time and your perspective on all of these issues, and I look forward to our next conversation. Thank you.
Thank you. Always a pleasure, Cheryl.